With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 8th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Pooya. How you doing, Pooya?
I'm doing fine, Taryn. I'm here to serve a PSA to the people. Decaf is a good coffee choice sometimes. You know, it gets to nighttime, you fool yourself, you think you're going to need the extra caffeine. You don't. Just have a decaf. You'll be fine. Take it from me. It'll come in handy.
But yeah, we got to talk about your choice of drinking coffee at night. We've got to put it to a stop.
I gamble. I think the last month I've gambled every Thursday night, and every Thursday night I've not needed it, and it's been bad. So yeah, definitely need the intervention.
It's not good. We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. It was day 41 in the house, but we have some bad news for you. Oh no!
No.
There's nothing to update.
We got nada. We got zero. We got less than zero. We practically got, yeah, all we got is you get to see us tonight. That's it. Mm. And then, who's here. Yeah, we were this close.
Who? Yeah. Where? Yes, we were supposed to have Buzz killed last night. We did. We got 2 hours of it. But only two people were eliminated. And then the feeds went down. And they came back. Arissa said, we're restarting the competition because there was a buzzer malfunction. So we restarted the competition. So what happened was Summer was eliminated first, but she didn't buzz in last.
Yes.
So they reset the competition. Here we go. Like 3.5 hours in at this point. Here we go. Let's start it up. First buzz, Summer's out first again. And again, she was not the first person, not the last person to buzz in. So they shut down the competition again. Arissa tweeted out that they will be canceling the competition tonight, and there will be a new competition tomorrow. Feeds have been down. They might be playing the competition now. Could be happening. We expect that it is not Buzzkilled anymore. And our Buzz has been killed.
Substantially. Yeah, this is a funeral for the Buzzkilled comp. I feel like this might be the last time we ever see this comp again, unless they change the podiums and the buttons. So, and the thing is, usually with a buzz killed, we just, Taryn just told you, there were like 2-3 hours of buzz killed. Ooh, did they say anything? No, this is the most silent group of house guests to have ever played buzz killed. Maybe 5 words were uttered. There was one temptation in the middle of all this, and it was some dessert, some sweet treats. Josh and Moose ran for it, had a little quick bite. Moose did psych out Helena at one point by yelling, go, go, go. And then Helena pressed the button and then got very mad at it. But that's it. We really got not much out of this tonight. Now, my question is, they obviously have to like switch it around and put a new comp in. I would be hoping it's a comp that anybody could win, similarly to a buzzkill. But who knows at this point? Because they had to, on the fly, think of something new or put something new up there.
I would assume it's, you know, like a quiz comp of some sort. The easiest to set up and create on the fly. I'm assuming they have their competitions planned out and they weren't anticipating to have to do a, like, I don't think they have like alternate competitions planned out. So,
no.
I think they're just going to be like, all right, let's write up some questions, throw them in a booth.
The easiest thing to do. And honestly, it's like, you got to do what you got to do. I will say, you know, for any frustration we might have that there's nothing here, shout out to BB Canada and PB Cam Production for not only keeping the fans that were up watching on notice. They gave us updates. Like you said, Arissa put out tweets every time a new development happened. They even showed us, like, when the feeds came on, you could hear the producers telling them that they've reset. You could hear the producers telling them, hey, we're just going to scrap this completely. So we were kept in the loop. I did appreciate that. And also, I like that they still wanted to conduct a fair competition. It would have been so easy for them just to be like, it's the comp. It is what it is. But no, they made sure to reset it again. And even when it went down again, they scrapped it. They let us know. So I love that they kept us in the loop. I'm very happy that they did that. I'm appreciative.
Yes. I think, you know, at the end of the day, they did everything right here, apart from buying buzzers that worked. I don't think anyone can complain that the competition was... the decision made to cancel the competition. Definitely a big bummer though, that, we are going to be missing out on Buzzkilled. I hope that this is not the end of it. I mean, the thing is that like, waited 3 years for this.
I know. Like this is for us, this is the equivalent to the pressure cooker for Canada is the Buzzkilled. So I would like to not lose it permanently. But also, Taryn, you said that, you know, there really isn't any reason to complain about any of this. Twitter, a lot of people were complaining. So I was like, to you complainers, stop it. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, you know,
In terms of the decision, I think this is just clearly the right call. If the buzzer is not working anybody that thinks they can diagnose a problem via a video, better than the people who have the buzzers themselves. They clearly thought that there was an issue with the buzzers themselves. They clearly tested it. They clearly found an issue. If there's an issue with the buzzers, then they have to, what can they do?
Yeah. I feel like I know I said RIP to it, but also I feel like they could just I think the only worry I have is, do I think they could fix it? Yes. So I think they can upgrade the buttons and stuff to make it better. Yes. My worry is now that they've been stung by it this season, are they going to be quick to try and reintroduce it? Or is it like, let's not even test fate. Let's not even do that.
I mean, it's like, it's not even the most complicated comp, is it? Like,
no, it's just buttons. You press buttons. That's it.
Like, I feel like there are other competitions that require buzzers. I feel like there are other competitions that have like these massive setups with tons of technological stuff going on. We can do this. You know what? Not only can we do this, Big Brother Canada, just take a competition from a future week and just swap them. Bring back Buzzkilled for a future week. Do it.
Oh my God. I'm not
just
ready.
Buy some new buzzers.
That's all it takes. It's interesting though, because someone put it out in the chat that I just saw, I took a glimpse of when Moose, winded Helena, like when Moose gave her the panic by saying go, 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 and she pressed her button, nothing happened. Should her button have lit up anyway? I'm curious because they can't touch the button otherwise, right? So I'm curious what the mechanics of that booth is, in that if you press the button, shouldn't it then turn green or red anyway, like on impact, or no?
They probably like make it live at some point because they clearly have the ability to reset it, like turn the lights back off again. And like, I'm sure there's something, because there's something involved with within a set time frame, the last person to press the button, it goes red. Yeah. So they probably have to activate that time frame for the buttons to light up.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. And as far as, again, anything else that happened during this comp, we missed Hermann. I feel like Hermann's absence was very much felt here because, again, no one was talking. Yeah. Hermann would have been dancing. He would have probably been talking some smack. I feel like he would have been trying to distract people. None of that was there. Moose was the closest one to bring that energy. And like, this isn't Moose from week one anymore. So it's a more quiet version of Moose. And even he was still the loudest person in the room.
Yeah. Well, that's about what we've got here.
Great update. Nailed it.
That the feeds are still down, as I said, for probably the HOH competition now. We will likely get the results when the feeds come back, and then nominations today. So, of course, I'll be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on the results of the HOH competition and the nominations that will likely take place here today. In the meantime, you can check out my exit interview with Hermann, which I will be conducting in a couple of hours here. It's a bummer.
Seriously. Now, here's the thing. I think about the listeners who don't watch feeds, aren't on Twitter, and are just expecting to get the results through this update. They're not going to have a good time when they see the download and it's 11 minutes. They're going to be like, what happened last night? So, Sorry.
I mean, this is those who listened to the podcast last night and were like, all right, so Summer's out, Helena's out.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to find out who won.
Uh-oh. There you go. My.
All right. So that's about what we've got for you. Of course, come hang out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. I was live last night watching. I attempted to, this literally the second I went live, the feeds went down for the first time.
And that was an hour. That was an hour in between the comp coming back too. So
It was, then it came back. We're like, all right, here we go. Oh, Summer's out first again. Hold on. Let's check this.
Yeah.
Oh boy. So come hang out over on Twitch. Check out the Taren Show. Find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. Puya, what do you got?
Twitter at Puyaism. Twitch.tv/Puya will be live tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern. And then obviously we'll be back Sunday with Goose Goose Duck coverage, 5 p.m. Should be a fun time with the crew. And 90 Day Fiance, we had Gandhi on with me and Rob this week to talk about the first part of the tell all. It was an experience and a half with Gandhi, so definitely check that out. Masked Singer with Liana should be coming out sometime this weekend. We talk about episode 5. And then Chappelle and I put out our finale podcast for Bel Air over on Post Show Recaps. That is also now done and dusted. We might have a bonus episode coming later, but don't hold me to that because stuff is still pending for that. So that's where we are with everything here. Now, all eyes on when feeds come back on, and let's try and Saturday updater. Again, sorry you have to carry the load here, but like we're depending on you. You got this tomorrow. We believe in you.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today, and we will see all of you next time.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.